March 6, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Acting like ambassadors. Opening prayer. Father in heaven, please lead me today in ways that serve you and bless others. Read Acts chapter 15, verses 22 through 29. The Council's letter to Gentile believers. Then the apostles and elders, with the whole church, decided to choose some of their own men and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They chose Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, men who were leaders among the believers. With them they sent the following letter. The apostles and elders, your brothers, to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. We have heard that some went out from us without our authorization and disturbed you, troubling your minds by what they said. So we all agreed to choose some men and send them to you with our dear friends Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are sending Judas and Silas to confirm by word of mouth what we are writing. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things. Farewell. Reflect. Whenever you come to God, know that He welcomes you just as you are. With a decision made, the next step is to communicate it. A letter is drafted, and trusted messengers are chosen to deliver it and vouch for its contents. An essential consideration in a context that values spoken testimony more highly than the written word, which can be tampered with. Its greeting is warm, its apology heartfelt, its inspiration and conclusion clear. Every line overflows with love, for the Gentile converts regarded as brothers, as well as for their dear friends Barnabas and Paul. From the outset, it is obvious that the new Christians are part of the family. Building on the foundation of faith-based salvation, the letter can be summarized as saying, "You needn't become Jewish to join God's people, but you're no longer typical Gentiles. This is the beauty of grace. We come as we are, but we don't stay as we are. We are changed. The new life we have entered has an impact on our lifestyle. Our acknowledgement of Jesus as Lord leads to an understanding that we are His ambassadors, and that affects our actions. This is what the letter's request is all about. Living as the royal servants that we are. Servants of God, of all His people, and of His global promises and purposes. Apply. Ask Jesus to highlight one aspect of your life that honors Him, and one He'd like to transform through His grace and power. Be sensitive to His nudges this week. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that the power of the gospel is transformative. Thank you for the changes it has made in me and for its work that continues to help me serve you better and honor you in all that I am, say, and do.